Hi, I'm Vanessa. Let me tell you a story, my story. Prologue, the vow that started in my womb. I became a mother under a Capricorn moon because fate is funny that way. I was destined to heal and my children would show me the way. I held my daughter for the first time and I felt 10,000 generations of women in my arms. The martyrs, the silenced, the ones who'd buried their power to survive. They never learned to thrive. These cycles felt fine for me. It took me many more years to address deep feelings of unworthiness, yet they felt unacceptable to pass on to a daughter and later to a son. I had sworn I'd never become a mom, sworn I'd never repeat my mother's story. Still, I was doomed to repeat the patterns of my lineage until I learned how to break the cycles, heal my line, and glean the blessings. My children, they became my portals, their eyes, sacred mirrors showing me every unhealed wound I carried and exactly where my magic lived. I soon realized to change their future, I had to rewrite my past. I had no clue what that meant or how it would look. A decade later, alchemy. Act 1, the inheritance I never wanted, a legacy of fire and ashes. I was born to legacies of fire and ashes, chaos and pain. My father's addiction stole him early before I could memorize his face. His ashes spread atop a mountain. He became a void I couldn't fill. My mother raised me, a martyr who wore her pain like a crown I would later choose. My siblings and I inherited generations of chaos, addiction, scarcity, unspoken trauma, poisoned by generational pain and unhealed fire. My mother's love left bruises. Her narcissism left scars deeper than the streets I'd later survive. By my teens, I wore these legacies, chaos, addiction, depression, a body I hated, and a soul that felt unworthy of love, like second skin, unseen under smiles and masks I hoped would protect me. But nothing and no one would turn out to be safe. By 21, my inheritance, my identity, had me shackled by my labels. Criminal, addict, prostitute, homeless. I didn't believe I'd live to see 25, and honestly, I didn't hope to. My mind whispered, "You deserve this." The last time I was arrested, I was forced into a state of surrender. I had reached the point where prison seemed the only sure future I had to look forward to. Then a new voice. "This isn't what I want for you. This isn't who you are." The spirit of divinity whispers peace in moments of chaos if only we can hear it. You can call this God, the universe, angels, your higher self, source. It matters little to me getting the names right nowadays, but I digress. I knew everything was about to change in exciting and terrifying and unexpected ways. This was the first moment, even facing the worst future I could imagine at the time, that I surrendered to a divine plan for my life. I chose gratitude over victimhood. I chose to see the blessing in the mess. Act 2. Sobriety wasn't enough. The miracle in the mess. And then a miracle. My judge, known for crushing hope, let me leave the state and skip prison when others, including him, said it was not possible. Spirit had other plans, though. I didn't know it yet, but this was my first lesson in neuroalchemy, rewiring reality through sovereign energy. My belief and full surrender tore the fabric of my reality so a new impossible path could emerge. House arrest became my cocoon. The 12 steps became my first alchemy manual. In recovery, I learned to speak the language of miracles before I knew it had a name. Manifestation. I discovered reality is malleable and it can be bent. I didn't fully get the how, not yet. So I rebuilt myself brick by brick. I watched folks in recovery trade addiction for settling. Settling for survival and clean time, as if that were enough. I wanted more, not just sobriety, but soul sovereignty. But how dare I? And how do you name what you know you are meant for when you have never been taught to desire divinity or to feel worthy? I didn't have the language I would one day speak fluently. I watched recovered souls shuffle through life like ghosts. I wanted radiance, not just survival. So I built a perfect life, a safe marriage, beautiful children, a thriving business, and finally the home I'd always longed for. Something primal awoke in me when I became a mom. My mission became ensuring my children did not inherit any of my hell. But I was still playing a role, the pleaser, the martyr, shrinking to fit my husband's shadow. I was building a dream, his. And when I dared ask for more, I was labeled ungrateful and told to pray more. I was the up at 5:30 in prayer and devotion type of Christian who went to church twice a week and was in service 2 to 4 days a week for a decade. Why wasn't that enough? No matter how much I prayed and practiced gratitude, I felt like a tourist in my own skin and in my life. I still felt unworthy and unlovable, never able to prove otherwise to myself, my mom, or my spouse, it seemed. I had constant visitations of past horrors I would have preferred to forget. I felt isolated and misunderstood, but it was the dream and I was grateful. No one cared about the rest. Act 3, the womb's war and wisdom, a crucible of transformation. Sometimes the spirit of divinity whispers peace, other times it roars. Years later, my body revolted. My womb screamed rebellion. 6 months of menstrual bleeding. 6 months. Unexplained for a 29-year-old in perfect health on paper. Doctors shrugged, baffled. This was my womb screaming generations of silenced trauma, sexual abuse, assault, shame, lies on lies, a lineage of women who'd buried their power. My body was burning ancestral codes I couldn't yet decipher. I was terrified, dying to find answers. Just before my Saturn return, I had found myself seeking deeper meaning, seeking inspiration, seeking to discover and live my divine purpose. I was ready to thrive, and instead I bled. Why, God? I took every test, I researched and prayed relentlessly. I turned 30. In spite of it all, we moved into the house we built. This home we had sacrificed for and built from the ground up on sacred land of my ex-husband's lineage. My husband couldn't see me, wouldn't hear me. There was no evidence of actually being loved. I served a purpose for his goals. That was my role. I bled and he seemed to care little. He is not the villain of my story. We were simply the lesson in each other's. Having never experienced any other kind of love, this felt safe. As I traversed this tiny death, my daughter woke up to me crying. She asked, "Mommy, why are you sad? Is Daddy never helping you? Will I be sick and bleed like you when I grow up?" Her questions detonated a truth. My womb's rebellion? A divine ultimatum. Heal or let your daughter inherit this war. My kids deserved more than the mask I'd worn so well, the martyr I swore I'd never become. They needed a mother who would dig up ancestral curses with her bare hands and set them on fire. That moment, I became a warrior. I would burn it to the ground if I had to. For them. For me. My daughter's curiosity became my compass. My son's laugh became my mantra. I became a scholar of my own body. Nutritional wisdom, gut science, womb healing, somatic codes. This was hormonal alchemy from the root. Certified as a health coach, not to fix others, but to reclaim my sovereignty, to resurrect myself. For them. For me. I became obsessed with healing. My soul finally remembered her calling as a healer. Healing my cycle? Check. Therapy? Check. Certifications? Check. Protocols? Check. But the real shift came when I realized I was riddled with personal and ancestral trauma that felt impossible to overcome. Trauma isn't a life sentence. It's raw material for sacred creation. I devoured wisdom from sacred teachers. I healed my womb. I breathed new neural pathways. I tapped into my vagus nerve like it was a direct line to God, because it is. And my faith grew beyond my imagination. But the people I loved were not thrilled for my new path. My marriage crumbled as I shed skins, an omen I couldn't accept. Let him go, or you'll never meet the queen you're becoming. But letting go felt like dying, and ultimately he had to be the one to decide. Love is forever, and I was willing to fight for it until he wasn't. And just like that, we laid our marriage to rest. I left the home I had needed so badly. But as Scorpios know, death is a portal for transformation. Act 4, the alchemy of letting go, burning bridges and building altars, the Phoenix era. The doom of becoming a single mom like my mother felt like failure. Leaving my marriage wasn't failure. It was soul alchemy. Divorce became the fire that destroyed me and everything I thought I knew. I had known I would have to burn it all down to rise during my Saturn return. But I'm a stubborn girly. My soft heart and abandonment wounding couldn't do it by choice. So life and circumstances, aka God, did for me what I could not do for myself. Everything and everyone torn from or burned out of my life like a wild fire. And honey, I asked for it. That 6-month bleed had broken me so wholly, I unintentionally manifested circumstances into my reality that would hurt me but ultimately heal me. I didn't understand what I had asked for. I didn't understand the subconscious patterns playing in the background of my life. So when I watched it all come to fruition years later, I had only myself to blame or to thank. My ex-husband's new love, a mirror. You've outgrown this story, let them go, and pray for their happiness. So I did, and I still do. But the pain of being so easily replaced served as a reminder. It was never about being unworthy. It was the sad truth that I had created a life where I was replaceable when I am in fact priceless. It wasn't unworthiness, it was wounding, and it was only partly my fault. That searing wound of rejection ripped me apart at the seams, and not just from my husband. I lost a network of friendships and I was forced to close the door on familial ties in the process. I felt shame, grief, and anger that it would take me years to fully process. My children's tears gutted me. Why can't we be a family? They were angry I left and couldn't fully understand the why, and neither could I. I made new vows to myself and to them. They would inherit collaboration, not chaos. They'd never witness the martyrdom and abuse I had endured. I scripted a future where my logical mind called delusional, a reality where co-parenting peace is the standard, a bond so healed it's radiant with a different kind of love, a home for my kids steeped in safety, my children's laughter echoing alongside my own. Not stable, sacred. A reality where my kids inherit cycles of abundance, not lack. Today, my kids see their parents laugh, collaborate, respect. No silent wars, no coiled rage. That is the inheritance I'm gifting them. Still, I would be tested. Months of zero income. I'm not kidding. Breakdowns of my car, myself, and my self-esteem. Nights sobbing over failed life. Returning to versions of myself I swore I'd never revisit. I continued to look for the miracles in the mess. I told myself I am healing trauma in real time, ancestral and personal. I am cutting cords and burning contracts back through the generations. I vowed to be the cycle breaker. I had to put my money where my mouth is. Literally. I tapped, breathed, prayed, journaled, scripted, screamed, wailed, laughed, danced, bled, died a million tiny deaths, rose, healed. I transformed. I declared my lineage's scarcity dies with me. I studied the mastery of manifestation, quantum physics, the laws of assumption, attraction, and receptivity. I worked with the cycles of the moon, celestial events, and my own cycles to shift my reality. I purged every limiting belief, doubt, negative thought, resentment, pattern, shame, and so on. I broke soul ties and dug out the roots of ancestral curses, and I lit the match. And after purging it all in flames, miracles started blooming. I breathed life into my dreams. After being rejected to become a surrogate carrier twice, I figured my womb is too broken. But I scripted my surrogacy journey into existence and witnessed it unfold like magic. Where I was told impossible before became the exact vision made manifest. I carried for a couple that have become like family. They call me their unicorn, everything they have prayed for, a blessing, me. A perfect pregnancy and birth, I became the portal to birth their starseed. My womb that once felt like a tomb is now a life-giving altar. The endless curses that manifested in my body as excessive bleeding, death-like symptoms, endometriosis, fibroids are now non-existent in my body. Healed without a trace. I even healed my eyesight in the process. Do you believe in magic yet? My body has become a temple, my womb a sacred portal, my blood an oath of healing and hope for my lineage. I am actually on surrogacy journey number 2. After being told I would never do this, I will do it 4 times. My children watch me find joy in creating life for others. I make dreams come true. I have built sisterhoods I thought I'd never feel safe in. I witness repressed memories I thought would end me. Instead, I heal and rewrite my story as many times as necessary to create my ideal reality. I have multiplied my monthly and yearly revenue after struggling with will I make it over and over. I have fallen head over heels with the process of healing my money trauma. Instead, I ritualize recycling wealth and teach my kids the value in this language and practice. I manifested my sweet puppy Luna after losing all of my pets in my divorce. I get to take my kids on dream vacations and treat them like royalty on the regular. Yes, they are a bit spoiled. I have been able to bless those I love in ways that make my heart smile and give to causes that I feel passionate about. I get to invest in building my dreams in real time at a rapid rate. My kids get to witness me turn the mundane into magic daily. They see me being a portal. They see me growing my faith daily. They see me in gratitude and surrender. They see me show up on the more challenging days when it's messy and far from perfect. They see me holding space for big emotions, both mine and theirs, without judgment. They see me choose joy and have fun when I was taught to suffer and self-deprecate. They watch me thrive. They witness a body that dances, a voice that leads, and a love that feels like sunlight. I am teaching them that we can trust life to catch us, that divinity is on our side, that belief is bigger than fear, that blessings always make their way to us. They will forever receive generational blessings where there were once curses. Our lineage's pain ends where our power begins. My kids believe I do magic. My kids feel safe to be authentic. My kids will never know shame. My kids will not feel lack. We talk openly about our lineage, manifestation, turning curses into blessings, and emotional intelligence often. My daughter says, "Mommy, we know your work is important. You're like a doctor, but for emotions." My son writes about his perfect day in his dream journal, and it's just an ordinary day in our life. And when I asked him why his dreams weren't cooler, he said, "My life is perfect. Why would I change it?" My crown jewel, rewiring 10,000 generations of scarcity and chaos into abundance and peace. Act 5, Alchemy Honey, where science meets soul. This isn't just a business. It's my blood oath to every woman drowning in generational cycles. Enough is enough. It's time to remember our power and rewrite reality. Alchemy Honey isn't my fourth launch. It's my phoenix moment, proof that even scorched earth can grow gardens. This work isn't theory. It's my DNA. Neuroalchemy transformed me from criminal to CEO, from destitute to destined. Womb alchemy transformed bleeding into prophecy. Sacred contracts taught me to turn generational curses into blessings and to monetize my magic so my kids will never know my hell. I merged Christ consciousness with neuroscience, 12 steps with lunar rhythms, and quantum physics with human design to teach what's possible when you reclaim your codes. You're not here to heal, you're here to alchemize. Fear to fuel, ancestral wounds to generational wealth, trauma to soul sovereignty, impossible to watch me. My children are my living proof. We can collapse centuries of trauma in one generation. Every choice I make, every boundary, every healed wound locks in their future. And your children can be the ones you hold or simply the visions that you will birth into the three-dimensional from your imagination. These are your why. This isn't just manifestation, it's reclaiming your divine right to reprogram fear at the synaptic level. Heal womb codes that are killing your joy. Turn ancestral lack into generational wealth. Alchemize every shadow into gold. If my story ignites your soul, if you're done with healing that only scratches the surface, if you are ready to breathe and collapse time, if you are ready to transform your darkest chapters into legacy, if you are ready to thrive, this is your sacred invitation to join me in the hive. Let's rewrite your reality to 10,000 generations of blessings. Let's transmute your pain into power. Your ancestors' pain, it ends with you. Your womb's wisdom, let it speak. Your impossible dreams, they are your birthright. Grab my free Neuroalchemy Toolkit below, your first step to becoming your own miracle. Check out all the ways that we can work together here on my site. You deserve the absolute best, and remember, it's already yours. Take care.